gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Thanks again to Dr. Frank King for helping all the men, all the ladies out there with whatever issues that they, you know, listen, we talked about food stamps versus EBT cards. It's not like you want to go around wearing, I have ED, right? On, you know, like Mark Levin, the new form of ED we coined last hour. And I know we were so rushed to get out.
No, you coined it last hour.
I did. You don't want to explain.
I don't even know. It's funny. I just let it go, you know, because we had to move on to Dr. King and stuff. But
yeah.
You left off with this term. What did you say?
Erudite dysfunction.
Erudite.
Because Mark Levin definitely has this form of ED. That's my opinion.
Erudite. All right, hold on.
Yeah,
hold on. I got to Google this. Because I didn't even know. How do you spell erudite?
E-R-U-D-I-T-E. Erudite. How do you not know that? Having or showing
yeah, great knowledge of learning. So he has a dysfunction. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Isn't that appropriate? That's
all right.
What
I want
Levin
all the listeners, everybody who has heard of the word erudite, raise your hand, please.
I see one or two out there.
Your two hands don't count.
No? Oh, man. So it's a Latin phrase, Middle English Latin, and a scholar is erudite. And, of course, he claims to be a great scholar on the Constitution. It turns out he's a phony on it. The way he is, he's molding it like he's playing with Play-Doh in grade school or kindergarten to try and pretend that the nullification movement is just wrong. You know, and he's aligning himself with Rachel Maddow and George Soros, and he's the conservative guy. Come on, really? Really?
Yeah. He wants to have, you know, this the convention.
Yes.
What was that, the article?
Article 5.
Article 5 convention, right. You know, and the thing is, you know, with my understanding of an Article 5 convention, mm-hmm. if there was an Article 5 convention,
mm-hmm.
I don't know that it would not be something that would be completely co-opted and decided and run by people who generally are not representing the real
interests. Oh, you know that's what would happen.
States.
That's exactly what would happen.
You know, I mean, it's kind of just, it's just a sham.
They just bring it out from underground. The Communist Manifesto would be basically declared the new Constitution. I mean, much of the planks of the Communist Manifesto, we've covered this with Michael Badnarik over the years, pretty much all of them are in play right now in America. So if you think, Mark Levin, a constitutional convention is going to do anything, that's why I say you have ED, erudite dysfunction, because you don't conceive that the Constitution ain't being followed now. What makes you think that suddenly you get your con-con and now, let's all follow it now. They're going to be doing the can-can all over the con-con. So there you go. Now, I didn't mean to go into political things, but again, you know, when a guy like Levin is attacking folks I respect greatly and really cherish, like Tom Woods and Michael Bolden and the gang there, you know, we're gonna get into the
press.
It's
hard not to. It's not hard to with Levin because he's, you know, listen, I mean, I don't know, can I say this? He's a douchebag. He is.
That's rude. That's like calling names. We're not. See, we're giving
a. No,
official,
I'll do it. It's
what?
On me. I just.
Super
he
dog.
Is.
Come on,
I
be
just,
nice.
Listen, the guy is
be
not.
Nice.
He's not an idiot.
No,
he's
but.
He's smart. He's educated. I mean, the guy, you know, I can't say that I disagree with him 100% of the time.
That's
I
not
don't.
What we're saying here. This is all about this one particular issue. And, of course, he can't help that his voice is what it is. But the issue is, of course, nullification, the Tenth Amendment. And he claims James Madison was not for it. Nonsense, I say. Nonsense. And Tom Woods has a great video up where he challenges him to a debate, $10,000 to the charity of his choice if he wins. If Tom Woods wins, which he would, $10,000 would go to the Tenth Amendment Center to support its efforts. And look, nullification is happening. From the left and the right, it's happening on cannabis, marijuana. It's happened on Real ID. It's happening now with NSA, like we covered with our good friend Shahid Batar yesterday on the air. So we know we're in the right, and he has, Levine has erudite dysfunction, ED. So there, let's leave it at that.
Okay, fine. I know, I could go on for hours.
Okay.
All right.
But let's do some other medical discussions here that are not involving anybody who is in the dweeb family. All right? So let's go to, you know that word, right? That's not a technical term, though.
I like mine better, but anyway.
All right, here's more attacks on dietary supplements. Are you ready for this?
Yep.
The FDA team strikes again. The agency is telling consumers to ignore manufacturer claims and walk away from these products. What products are they? Well, you can darn for sure believe that they're going to be dietary supplements, because they never want you to walk away from a drug. So dietary supplements, according to the FDA, can't treat or cure concussions. Can't treat or cure concussions.
Hmm.
Now, the question is, what does? I mean, what is happening in a concussion? If you get concussed, you get a head injury. You have inflammation. You have swelling. You have pressure and pain. The brain is in trouble. Very dangerous, in fact, it could be if the concussion is severe enough. So we're not belittling the reality or the harshness or severity of a concussion. But what we're saying here is, can we look to certain things in the natural world that might be of some level of assistance? And I would say yes, and they would not be necessarily a drug. And here's the thing. They're attacking it in a generic way, generally anything and everything that is not a drug here, that claims to be of even the minor or littlest assist to addressing concussion. Now, I don't see anything referencing homeopathy. They don't seem to be attacking it, but as we look through this, they are going after turmeric. They are going after omega-3 essential fatty acids, because of, their ability to reduce inflammation and thin the blood, which is good. But they say, oh my gosh, there's too high a risk of bleeding if you're on too much omega-3s, over 3 grams. And I'm telling you, 3 grams is my bare minimum for people that are in need of inflammation reduction. And the only reason they'd be at a risk of bleeding is if they're already on an FDA-approved rat poison to thin their blood. But I don't think that's discussed here. Now, we've talked about homeopathic medicine, Arnica Montana. Arnica Montana. This is not a supplement, but can be used topically as a tincture on unbroken skin around the area of any injury or bruise. That could be used locally, as well as in homeopathic form, can be taken orally very safely. And the other remedy most often indicated as a homeopathic medicine for concussions is Natrum Sulfuricum. Natrum Sulfuricum. Again, it's a homeopathic medicine. It's not a dietary supplement, but they don't mention that in this. I mean, if they were going to be comprehensive, they would say, yes, there are approved, if we will, and they're going to say, well, we don't approve of homeopathy. Well, screw you guys at FDA. The Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act of 1938, passed in 1939, grandfathered the pharmacopoeia, and, of course, that included Natrum Sulfuricum and its indications for brain injury, brain inflammation, and concussion. But reduction of inflammation via supplementation is a good strategy. I'm not saying it's the only thing to do, and I'm not even saying to ignore medical intervention when necessary. Am I making myself clear, Mark Levin? No, he doesn't listen. Somehow I don't think he's listening. So because maybe we could explain it by a fall on the head. You know that
you big dummy.
Yeah. Exactly.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Do you have any questions about that, Super Don? I just don't want to rush through it because I know erudite.
No, although I got to say, I think it's kind of funny. The director of the FDA's Division of Dietary Supplement Programs, his name is Daniel Fabricant.
Yeah, he's a traitor to the dietary supplement.
I want to say Fabricate, when I see his last name.
Yeah.
And then if you go down a little bit further here, there's another name here that was kind of funny. The one of the guys that's commenting in this article.
Oh, Gary Cootie!
Yeah.
We love Gary Cootie. Here he is going after dietary supplements, and the guy's got cootie. I don't want to be around Gary Cootie.
Wouldn't you love to have been this kid out on the playground in elementary school?
Explains a lot. This is why he's the FDA's National Health Fraud Coordinator, because he was teased as a child, and he wants payback on all the healthy boys and girls who are using dietary supplements. This is how he's taking out his anger on all of you, because you might have, you know, made fun of his name. Hi, my name's
Gary
Cooties.
Look at you. Remember me? Who's got cooties now? Huh?
Yeah, exactly. Like that, is that little Vin picking on him, too?
Kind of sounded like it, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, man. Man, oh, man. There's no dietary supplement that has been shown to prevent or treat them. Well, that's because you don't allow dietary supplements to prevent or treat anything, you cootie. All right.
I'm being, right here, man.
I feel like I'm being mean today. I should be nicer. Okay, we got a couple of minutes before we're bringing Trish Sheldon on, and hopefully the FDA team doesn't show up, Superdyne. Trish is going to be on with our good friend, the author of Official Stories. You know him, Liam Sheff, momentarily. But there is one other story, and we don't have time to go into it in great depth or detail, but you pointed out to me, interesting question, does too much hygiene cause diabetes?
Mm-hmm.
We have covered this issue of obsessive compulsive disorders like Howard Hughes in Eliminating All Germs, and recognizing that that indeed is weakening us, making us more susceptible to allergies. I mean, look at all the stories we've covered. Children raised on farms, exposed to all kinds of critters and nasties, and these kids have lower incidences, for instance, of immune disorders and allergies.
Right.
And so the theory here is with type 1 even, they're saying maybe we've gone too far in that direction, and so our bodies are not able to develop normally, our immune system not developing normally. And I would say compromising that even more are the vaccines that are bypassing the natural developed or naturally conferred immune development, immune system, and immune function. And so this was basically scored out of Russia and Finland, basically, and Estonia. They're saying that, you know, these higher standards of living and hygiene, they actually had more type 1 diabetes. So I'm not going to say it's the only thing, but yes, that is a big problem, the obsession with no germs anytime, anywhere. And with that, you can wash your hands, but I recommend just use soap and water, or if you want to use the silver gel from Sovereign Silver, that's cool too. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors here. They make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. We appreciate you being here, telling your friends about the United States and World of Health Talk Radio, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don, you're going to feel better next week. We're going to head off into the weekend sunset. I may be hosting Richard Pearl's show tomorrow, so I won't get a day off, but I'm not going to complain. And we'll be in New York next week. Stick around. Lots more healing to go. Trish Sheldon is with us, along with Liam Sheff, next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are we true? travel so much and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
World through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back with us now from GMO-free Florida, Trish is here with Liam. Oh my gosh, how is this possible? Two times in a week, Trish Sheldon, thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm very lucky.
No, we're very lucky to have you on board. And Liam, again, thank you as well, being the Florida activist that you are becoming or have become already.
You bet. Happy to help Trish and the GMO thing. You know, we've talked about the libertarian argument that you're not supposed to label things and just let the government do whatever it wants, and somehow that's freedom. Right. I'm not buying it. I want labeled GMOs.
You know, we had some controversy on the air with you yesterday about that. We'll continue. But right now we're honoring our beautiful, lovely, talented musical friend Trish Sheldon, who also is stepping it up big time in Florida for a GMO-free Florida on the labeling issue. Is HB1 still in play in the state house?
Absolutely. The goal is to keep it in play. So, and really what we want to do is we want to have everyone today please pick up your phone and call Tom Goodson's office and let him know that it's important for us. We want to know what's in our food. And as, you know, parents, we need to know if it's GMO. And so if you could call Tom Goodson's office at 321-383-5151, quick call, even Liam knows how to do it, and just let them know. We want to know. We want that right to know what's in our food. Could you please put the bill on committee calendar and make it an important issue for our state? Connecticut's passed labeling laws. Hawaii has passed. Also Maine. So let's let Florida be the next state.
That would be great. But what do you mean by that? Even Liam can do it.
It's so easy. Liam can do it.
I don't really understand what you're saying. There's almost some sort of implied insult in there. I
adore you. You know that.
I couldn't imagine. I'm going to dial the phone now.
He did. In fact, I heard the audio of it. Maybe we'll play the audio. I don't know. But the thing is, Liam, you actually picked up the phone and did it. Showed how easy it was. We have in the notes, once again, as we did a few days ago, the actual numbers to call, the people to contact. The links are there to GMO Free Florida. in the notes all the way to the Facebook page and other areas. So if you are a listener in Florida, and we know we have many, we're asking you to step it up. There are a lot of good things that could happen with the kind of pressure that you can bring to bear by doing the simple things that beautiful Trish Yeldon is referencing today.
Thank you so much. It's so true. If we don't call and let them know it's important to us, it won't be important to anyone.
Well, what's the number that even Simple Liam could, what's the number that even Simple Liam dialed? Simple Liam met a number, and it was, okay, really, Tom Goodson, I did call 321-383-5151. Now, there's a whole list up on everybody's Facebook today, but Tom Goodson, 321-383-5151. Go to Robert Scott Bell's show notes. It'll be there, too. You want to call Matt Caldwell, Kevin Rader. You want to call the people, Katie Edwards, the people on this, and you say to them, if you don't do what I say, no, hold on, that's not the script. I am calling to request politely that Representative Goodson's, Caldwell, Rader, et cetera, co-sponsor House Bill 1, the genetically engineered food labeling bill, because we have a right to know what's in the food that we feed our families, you bastards.
No, hold off on the you bastards, but yes, we get your drift. And by the way, when you called, Liam, nobody in dark camo gear showed up at your door in the middle of the night to take you away. So it's safe to do this. Be polite and encourage them to wake up and say, hey, just, you know, dude, we want to know what's in our food. Give us the option to choose.
It was very easy to make the call. I made a polite call to them, and you should, too. There's actually a YouTube of me calling. That is my call, and you can listen to it, and you can get a sense of how that works. It's not hard to do.
It's very easy.
There you go. This is remedial Robert Scott Bell Show stuff, but it's important. You know, we got to start the basics. Pick up the phone if you still have one. Dial, talk, and leave a message. And, again, you may have save future generations from inadvertently eating contaminated foodstuffs. So there are a lot of reasons that we ultimately do want to see this kind of technology absolutely banned, removed from the environment. But in the interim, this is a step we are stepping behind. Can we say it that way?
Absolutely. Right. Everything we can do will lead to the tipping point. Of course, we don't want to be buying from the mainstream brands that put GMOs in our food first. You know, however, all the effort in education and outreach we're putting into these campaigns are creating mass awareness in our communities, and no matter what, it will help create tipping point to consumer rejection and getting GMOs out of our food supply ultimately.
And put us all back in our happy place. Thank you, Trish Yeldon from GMO Florida. Thank you, Liam. We got more to do with Liam after the break, so stick around. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I can't think of a better way to head into the weekend than with my good buddy Liam Sheff. And, well, Trish was awesome, too. Good drive-by from Trish on the GMO labeling issue. Did we get any? I don't think we got any hate mail off of yesterday's thing when we were talking controversy, did we?
Just from me.
No, what? You? What were you? Was that you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Even Liam can call?
Oh, no, I didn't say that. It was Trish. She loves you.
I know.
She knows how smart you are. You're not really hurt. You're pretend hurt, right?
Not sure. Let me check.
I need a hug.
I need a hug.
Liam needs a hug. Well, hey.
You needed a hug?
Yeah, when you were like frozen tundra of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, you needed a hug.
Yeah, I needed a hug. I needed a big couple of warm bear hugs from, I guess, Fat Bottom Girls. You know, they make 11 World go round.
Were they up there in Milwaukee, too?
No, no. People were thin and, no, I'm not joking, but people were healthy and slim. And Milwaukee is not a place that I've ever gone. I've been to Cincinnati, Ohio. Mm-hmm. I've been to...
Isn't that like the home of Harley Davidson, originally, Milwaukee?
Excuse me. Yeah, I just think Richie Cunningham, the Fonz, and Laverne and Shirley.
Yes. It's Old Mill Squawky beer.
Old Milwaukee. Right, but it was charming. It was one of the coldest. It became one of the coldest days that they've had for decades. 10 below, and then, you know, they always talk about the wind chill, which whips the warmth off of your skin and freezes you. So it was pretty good. But for most of the time I was there, it was just cold, and then it became
brutal.
Deadly cold on the last.
I'm thinking that, you know, they really wanted to see you if people came out in that kind of weather to go to this event. So that's impressive.
Well, the people who put it on, Nancy Crosby Clark, her husband, who has a wonderful business refurbishing, I think, helping to build things and clean up things so that they're environmentally okay.
Yes.
They're in a LEED certified building, which is an energy efficient building right downtown that they've converted the building. And so it's lovely on the inside. It looks just sort of like a early 20th century, I don't know, brick office, brick warehouse office of some sort. But on the inside, it's just absolutely gorgeous with beautiful big windows that are, you know, double or triple pane for insulation, all these heat-conserving windows.
Mm-hmm.
And then people were very warm and fun. And I've gone to L.A., and we've gone to some of the Health Freedom Expos, and, you know, we always have our friends there, but there are some really strange characters who will just come up and argue with you for hours.
Mostly in California, I think we've had, you know, great, warm-hearted, loving people more in the Midwest, honestly.
In Chicago,
yeah.
No, I meant L.A. Specifically, not to beat up on L.A., it has enough problems. But
get out, by the way. The best thing about L.A. is the Joy Campers.
The Joy Campers. Absolutely. Our good friends in the Joy Camp, my friends Truth or Talk, April Bowden and Verstine Henry. And
yeah, we got a love out there in California. We just want to see them safe and non-radioactive.
Well, yeah, we're all in trouble with that. But Milwaukee was really wonderful. It's an inhabited city. It's a city, sure, it's a little bit poor, I guess, on a national scale, but it's got a thriving arts community. It's got I've talked about this, it's got Will Allen, the former basketball player teacher who runs Growing Power, which is an urban organic gardening system with fish growing in big tanks, and they use the waste from the fish, the nitrogen poop, to make plants grow. It's a nationally, maybe internationally recognized achievement that they're growing hundreds, maybe thousands of pounds of food per year, probably thousands of pounds of food per year if you're counting the fish. Many thousands, and this is all in little Milwaukee, which is a great place. And like Maine, I think it has many charms. Mm. And like Maine, I think that people stay away because of the weather. And I think that probably benefits the people there because it's not overexposed.
Right, right. Now, the folks that invited you up for the event, you said you had met them at the event you did in Georgia. Is that right?
Yeah, they were there. To witness the carnage. They enjoyed my talk. I didn't enjoy the setup in Georgia as much. I liked a lot of the people I met, but I was...
Well, I remember after that event, you were kind of little... It was a hit-and-miss thing, you said. Some folks, you know, weren't all into it, and...
I think it was about, 16 to 1 who loved
it. Right.
You know,
but the point is, I'm saying here, the people must have really loved it to bring you on up to Milwaukee for this. So that's a good sign, despite a lot of the things that can be difficult in certain venues. You know.
Well, the venue in Georgia was hard because I was about 20 feet away from everybody. Yeah. And I like to see people's faces because you want to know when they're horrified, and then you keep going, and then you pause, and you go, "You look horrified. What are you horrified?" No, you want to see the jokes register. You just want them to see you. And I was just—it was a big event in Georgia, and I was a little too far away. You know, when we're at the Health Freedom Expo, we're right there at ground level.
Yes.
It's a great thing.
You can't overstate the importance of the physical facility to the experience, not only of those who attend, but the speaker. Now, especially if the speaker really cares about the energy going on in the room, then you really want to have a connection to it. So it sounds like
right.
a terrific
and
event.
I'm not, and that was AONH, and they're good people.
Yes.
They were involved in this, too. They like to make people successful and to get them healthy products. And I don't, you know, if I were ever invited to do something that had a stage again, I'd have to adjust the show, or I have to come down and say, "Hey, where are you from?" I mean, that's why I think my comedians go, "Hey, where are you from?" They want to know.
Right.
It's not just a time killer.
Mm-hmm.
No, where am I? They're saying, "Where am I?" And who are you? And where do we connect? So it was great to be just there. I did a half hour segment on oil, and I sort of explained the 9/11 thing by virtue of the idea of the Cheney Energy Task Force in 2000 that set up the more or less the invasion of Iraq, which was also there in Foreign Affairs magazine. The Rice University James Baker Group also set that up, and just by sort of explaining, like, look, this is where we are with energy, and this is what's coming. Now the answer, I put the answer first. I said the answer before I started the talk. The first slide was answer is. Relocalize, grow your own food, figure out who your neighbors are and where you live, and start to be able to procure a living there. Before I started the talk, I said, look, you're going to hear a lot of things from JFK and CIA to vaccination and HIV, but the answer is not to go on a diatribe against the powers that be. It's to figure out where you live and live there.
I'm writing this down as we speak here. I know it's in the notes as well, but I love hearing it. I mean, these are the practical, let's say, options, maybe the only options in reality if you want to live. You know, come with me if you want to live, right? And it goes to relocalize, grow your own food, know your neighbors, find something, some way you can make a living in that environment, because it's not dependent upon, you know, foreign distant powers who want to enslave you in some way and under the guise of we're only here to help you.
Right. Right. And the setup of the talk, I have to say, that Nancy Crosby put together was excellent. And you know, as a speaker, we're thrown up there. We don't get a warm up. We have to jam everything into 45 minutes or an hour if we're lucky. And then people ask us questions in the hallway. Well, okay, I got to do a half hour. Then somebody, Dr. Jeff Essen talked, and he was interesting. He was reading my book. He said that that some psychedelic drugs have gotten a really bad name, but he said these things can actually change your worldview. And he's like a Paleolithic, paleo diet.
So was he arguing for LSD? I mean, he wrote about that in the book.
Yeah, and then he said, well, and like Liam and his book, you know, like human LSD. And I said, can I quote you on that? He said, you're calling me human LSD.
You know, that I'm glad you said that. That's a great way to describe you. And I don't think that's a negative context. I hope you didn't take it that way.
No, I was very, I said, can I quote you? And he said, yeah. So I have to get him to.
But you change worldviews. Of course, that, you know, that can make you scratch your head. It's like, you know, why doesn't everybody just throw themselves at me and love me instantly? It's like, well, most people don't want their worldviews changed, or at least they don't know it at the time. Then they look back and they go, oh, thank you. You know, I didn't realize.
I really thought it was a great summary of some of the challenges that I do end up presenting to myself and others, which is, yeah, this is what I thought, and this is what I thought I knew, but here's all the information, and let's shake it up. Let's shake it up and see what happens afterward. And, you know, people like to be comfortable in their worldviews. Like the girl, I sort of babbled the other day, who were an English teacher who refused to think critically about the fact that a guy with illiterate parents, illiterate children, and illiterate granddaughter is credited with writing 36 great plays of the English language, a.k.a. Shakespeare.
Oh, right. Yes.
Just didn't want to do it. She became sort of almost violently angry, at least emotionally. So just sitting in this airport shuttle, and I'm like, hey, I'm just asking if you heard about it. There goes human LSD again.
So, and she is a teacher in Jacksonville.
Yeah, well.
Well, feel pity for her students.
But here's the great thing about what Nancy set up. She put together the morning of talks, then we had an afternoon talk. Then we had this thing called the Power Hour, where everybody who spoke and a lot of people who hadn't spoken got 15 or minutes on a rotating basis to go from room to room to room to sort of play catch up.
Wow.
You know, imagine if the Health Freedom Expo let us talk and then took all the speakers and gave us 8 rooms and let people wander in and out for 15 minutes, rang a bell, and then got to, you know.
That's interesting. It wasn't like there were thousands of people. It might be unmanageable, but it was reasonable size, so it could be done that way, yes?
Yeah, you can do that with 50 or 60 people. I mean, you could probably do it with a couple hundred. nevertheless, it was pretty cool, and I'll keep it in mind.
Okay. We'll have to see. I think we're going to be in one room, Ty and I, at the event in Long Island, New York, on Wednesday coming up.
Long Island.
Long Island. Yeah, you know it, too. I just wondered if there's something I should look out for to do or not do when I'm in New York City. It's been years since I've been up there.
Yeah, I'd avoid the city. Long Island is much prettier.
Yeah, but we have to be in the city for a couple of days to do the tapings over at Fox News. I wonder if we'll run into Geraldo Rivera. I don't know. It's a little scary.
You'll have a good time. It's a manic, depressive place, and you'll be with Carol Alt, and she'll treat you well. You'll go out for some good food.
We're going to have an organic lunch with Dr. Nick Gonzalez when we're there. We'll see some other crazy radio people like us and do some interviews with Ty and stuff. We'll have a good time. And I'm looking forward to reunioning with some friends there. And I appreciate Gene Weiss putting that on in Long Island. We're going to broadcast live from a local organic, food and juice bar, which should be really cool.
And, that's excellent.
Yeah. So.
Wow, that is wild.
Plugging into the homeland, back in
nice.
my old haunting grounds. When I was a little boy, they talked like this.
Hi, Mommy.
Oh, my. Well, we're on a break here. We're going to wrap up the show and head into the weekend with Liam Sheff. I want to say
some olive oil.
And some olive oil. We're going to talk about that, too. It's organic and raw. We like that. So, stand by. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues with Liam Sheff, Healing Revolution Friday, all the way into your weekend.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
We're back on the Robert Scott Bell Show with my good friend Robert Scott Bell, back from New York. How was New York, Robert?
I haven't gone yet. What do you mean back from New York?
I'm back.
You're jumping the time track already.
Roads. Where we are going, we don't need roads.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the flux capacitor?
That was a great line, yes. I love that. Now, the whole time jumping scenario, it's not bad. I mean, you know, creative imagination, we're into that. But
I want to talk olive oil.
Oh, olive oil will always ground you back in your time zone.
Not to steal from Christopher Lloyd or Marty McFly.
No.
Or Doc Brown. When I was in Milwaukee, I went with a couple of people, actually, to the Milwaukee Public Market. So you have this revitalized downtown food and farmers and, you know, Himalayan salt and whatever else you want to buy there. You've got organic, you've got, of course, non-organic, got you know, in pig intestine and vegetarian all under the same roof. And
yeah, they're big on Polish sausage up there,
right? Yeah, like Chicago. And there's a second floor that's open, so you can look down on the first floor and as though it were sort of a big Italian, I don't know, open market in Firenze or Rome. So you're looking down, or maybe somewhere, you know, a European open market. You're looking down. Of course, the building has a roof on it. It's too cold there to not do it. But it's a wonderful seating environment and, I don't know, sort of place to hang out, this Milwaukee Public Market. I went there once with Wendy, the sister of Nancy, who helped run the whole thing, and then another time with a friend I met at the conference, had tea or coffee or whatever we did, mm-hmm. and bought, you know, vegetables, fruit, some avocados. And they just had everything there. Well, I'm walking out, and it was about 8 below at that point. So there's a big olive oil. There's all these big canisters of olive oil. And they have these little plastic cups, unfortunately, but, you know, little plastic cups that you can just taste whatever you want. And they have tangerine balsamic vinegar and cherry balsamic vinegar and Herbes de Provence balsamic vinegar and Herbes de Provence olive oil and
cool. Every
kind of flavor. And it's not cheesy. It's not like the kind of stuff you get at Target that's flavored. They have organic.
Eau de Ripple de Sherbert.
They've got organic oils. They source their oils. I'm trying to figure out where they get them. And then I'm tasting these organic oils. They have some sort of rating that deals with the number of whatever, it's not phytonutrients, but there's another word that they use that makes the tingle at the back of the throat, because it's actually like killing bacteria. This is powerful stuff. You could gargle with this, some of this stuff. And the place is called Oro de Oliva, which means gold of olives, or, you know, the gold, mm-hmm. olive gold, I guess. Oro de Oliva, it was great. And it's right there in the Milwaukee Public Market. There was a lovely young woman who's managing. We got to talking because she had been some sort of, English. She was a writer of some sort. So, of course, we start talking. And I'm just trying these great, great olive oils, and I'm flashing back to being a young man in Nice and Paris and in the south of France and in northern Italy, going into this every small vendor, every small alimentation shop that has local vegetables, because they're only local vegetables, and then it has big, big casks, you know, wooden casks, sometimes with plastic liners of olives that you just take with big scoops, and they're as cheap as dirt. And you can just... So, you know, I used to go to the local bakery and get some pane integrale or pan complet, you know, whole grain bread.
You're making me hungry with all this talk of organic olive oil. I mean,
then you get the spiced oil with the chilies and the local bay leaves and local herbs, and you just sit out on the old, you know, in the old Roman fountain or the, you know, the ancient city squares, and let me tell you, there's been really nothing better.
Nice. I forgive you because we're almost done. I can run and have some. So, this will be good. But the fat, embracing the fat, that's a theme of your life and my life, you know, having been brought up in a kind of fat phobic early on in our life and having to embrace what we now perceive to be the greatest of value, that is those rich, untainted, undenatured, non-denatured fats, unheated. So beautiful story about olive oils. I think everybody's going to be hungry now.
Oh yeah, Oro de Oliva, and it's a family-owned and operated Milwaukee-based business where patrons are exposed to the finest extra virgin olive oils and balsamic vinegars in the country. I think so.
Yes,
it was really a highlight of my eating experience over there.
Did you chase it with an organic local beer or anything?
No, I went to a place called Barley and Beans. You know, this Milwaukee is the place I really want to go back.
It's been years since I've been there, but we're out of time. We're going to have to talk about it more next week, perhaps, when I'm in New York. But, Liam, thank you, my friend. It's always good to hang out with you on a Friday. And everybody else, you too. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food that's on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.